Chapter 4. Basic Driving. Starting the engine. Check the vehicle owner's manual for how to start the vehicle. To start the engine, place your right foot on the brake pedal and check the gear selector lever for park. Place the key in the ignition and turn the ignition switch to the on position. Check indicator lights and gauges, fuel level, ABS, airbags, and so on. Make sure the parking brake is on before you start the vehicle. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, it must not be in gear, and in some vehicles the clutch must be depressed. Moving the vehicle. Move the gear selector lever to D, drive. Check ahead for a safe path and check for traffic to the sides and behind the vehicle. Signal, and if safe, move your foot to the accelerator and press gently. Accelerate gradually and smoothly with the top of your foot on the pedal and the heel of your foot on the floor. Trying to start too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin, particularly on slippery surfaces, and cause the vehicle to slide. With a manual shift vehicle, practice using the clutch and accelerator so that the engine does not over rev or stall when shifting between gears. Stopping the vehicle. Check your mirrors for traffic to the rear of the vehicle. Move your foot from the accelerator to the brake pedal. Press with steady pressure until the vehicle comes to a stop. Be alert so that you know when you will have to stop well ahead of time. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and usually points to a driver who was not paying attention. When you brake quickly, you could skid and lose control of your vehicle. You also make it harder for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you. Try to avoid panic stops by seeing events well in advance. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all, and if you do, you can make a more gradual and safer stop. Steering. The steering wheel is always turned in the direction you want the vehicle to move, whether moving forward or in reverse. Look well down the road and on both sides of the road, not at the road just in front of your vehicle. Look for traffic situations where you will need to steer before you get to them. This way, you have time to steer smoothly and safely. Hand position. Both hands should be placed on the outside of the steering wheel on opposite sides, at the 3 and 9 o'clock positions, to maintain control of the vehicle. Placing your hands at the 2 and 10 o'clock positions is no longer recommended because it can be dangerous in a vehicle equipped with airbags. This position is comfortable, and on high-speed roads it allows turns without taking the hands off the wheel. Your grip on the steering wheel should be firm but gentle. Use your fingers instead of the palms of your hands and keep your thumbs up along the face of the steering wheel. Never turn the wheel while gripping it from the inside of the steering wheel. When turning sharp corners, turn the steering wheel using the hand-over-hand technique. When you complete a turn, straighten out the steering wheel by hand. Letting it slip through your fingers could be dangerous. Note: steering wheel locking device. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is still in motion. This will cause the steering to lock if you try to turn the steering wheel, and you will lose control of the vehicle. Controlling speed. The best way not to speed is to know how fast you are going. Check the speedometer often. People are not very good at judging how fast they are going. It is easy to be traveling much faster than you think. This is especially true when you leave high-speed roads and are driving on much slower local roads. Follow the speed limit signs. They are there for safety. Backing up. To safely back up the vehicle, you should check behind the vehicle before you get in. Children and small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your foot on the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel at the 12 o'clock position with your left hand. Place your right arm on the back of the passenger seat and look directly through the rear window. Use your mirrors for backing up, but keep in mind that these mirrors do not show the area immediately behind the vehicle. Accelerate gently and smoothly, keeping your speed slow. The vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing up. Steer slightly in the direction the rear of the vehicle should move. If backing up while turning, make quick checks to the front and sides. Continue looking to the rear until coming to a complete stop.